This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining me in studio, I can't believe it, but this week was the first time I got a chance to meet you. You were on with the fellows on Good Morning NoCo, but the owner of the Colorado Eagles, Martin Lind, joining us. Man, thank you so much for being here.
Brady, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
You don't have a lot going on or anything
right now. Oh my God, I tell the staff I need to be cloned. We've been running.
This stuff is insane. And you know, okay, so this it's a sports show. I don't get Tanner and Brian, they get into a lot more of the news of the day, the politics of the day. I'm into the sports stories. But when a sports story kind of starts bleeding, not just the X's and O's of the game, but the business side of the sport, we talk about it. And this is pretty big news about the potential of the Colorado Eagles coming to Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, it's really morphed into a mushroom cloud of news of all ingredients. Sports, fun, family, politics, campaign, the whole thing's going on right now.
And so, Martin, I'm going to ask you a lot. These questions are going to be stupid compared to what Tanner was
asking. Couldn't have been
you.
More stupid than those two knuckleheads.
Well, so here's where I come from with this. We got this special election coming up on February 24th.
Right.
I thought this was done. I thought the Eagles were coming to Greeley.
Yeah, I started out the other morning with the chronology of the project, and I think it's best to do that just so your audience is really just has the honesty and the truth of what happened. About 3 years ago, Mayor Gates was reelected. It was actually 4 years ago when he was reelected, but it was a landslide. He has this crazy community service career in Greeley, and when he got his last tenure for being in office, he really said, I don't want to leave Greeley the way I found it. I want to do something. I want to have something different. And they spitballed with their staff, and what do we do? And everybody knows that Greeley is going to be someday the biggest city in Northern Colorado. That's given. They have the water, the land. It's just, what does it look like? So John Gates, Mayor Gates, and his staff came over, and they had political will. They had a strong majority on council that wanted to do something really special. And they came over, were super honored. They asked my company and me to envision what West Greeley could look like if it was a clean canvas and we just got to paint. You know, if we got our crayons out and our Big Chief tablet, what's it going to look like? And we did that as an exercise, did it pro bono. We didn't charge anything for it. Just to be honest with you, super honored to get to do that. And in the middle of all that, our ideas started really resonating and really started getting some really eyebrows raised to be, man, that would be really cool to celebrate water. And you drive into Greeley, and instead of seeing salvage yards and prairie dogs, you see lush and you see water and waterfalls and all of the stuff. And you can do that out there with the topography. And my 40-year career in land development with water management, we've learned how to do all that stuff. So it's a creative plan. And then in the middle of that, same thing, he came back over and said, would you consider moving the Eagles over to Greeley? Mm. And it was literally like, not, sorry, John, that's we're cooking the sausage at the ranch, and we were just awarded a RFP to build it over there. And long story short, it didn't happen over there. I could get into hours of why it didn't, but it didn't happen over there. And the day that we got the termination letter from Larimer County to build a new building, I called Mayor Gates and his staff and said, hey, I'm not going to play one city against the other. I'm open book. You have an opportunity. Should we look at it? And we did. And it started getting traction. And we're here today because we went through a 2-year process. There's been over 40 public hearings and vettings on this deal. And a year ago in April, we signed a pre-development services agreement to go forward. And then after that, this group showed up of opposition. And Brady, to this day, we don't know who it is. We know who the front people are, but we don't know who's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to stop this. And so it's very frustrating because if we knew who it was, we could go sit with them and say, what's your beef? But yeah. It's dark money, and it's not good for a community when dark money comes in and influences generational impact. You know, my grandkids, your kids, they're all going to be impacted by what these people are doing, and they won't disclose who these people are.
And that's where it would be interesting if you can sit down, because, again, we hear it. We get questions. Yeah. And a lot of the people that we've talked to, or they bring it up, and you know, we get into these conversations of, well, the taxes are going to go up.
Right.
That's the first thing that comes up, is the taxes are going to go
right.
up.
Right. The beauty of being on the opposition of this deal, after February 24th when the vote goes, you're no longer around. You're not responsible to anybody. Being on the pro side of this thing and wanting to see it happen, we're going to be here. We're going to be here the rest of our lives. The elected officials are going to be here. They have to be accountable. So we have the burden of truth. They have no burden. I got a text, a copy of a screenshot today when I was driving in. Some mass text just went out and said the project's $300 million over budget and it's going to cost us taxpayers vote yes on one. No identifier to who published it. Total campaign violation, totally illegal. This gross spam thing going on out there with lies and innuendos, it's just unfair because it's going to affect generations.
And I hear this. You hear people comment or you read comments that say, studies have shown that it's going to do this.
Right.
And my first question, whenever we're talking politics or anything, we do this with sports, studies have shown that Bo Nix is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
We'll prove
it. Right.
So when we're referencing all these studies, you're getting these mass emails.
Right.
There's not, to me, just on the outside looking in, it just seems like there's not a lot of substance when we just throw around that terminology.
That's the problem, is to be tried by innuendo is a very unfair thing to do, whether it's a project that's a monumental generational like this, or whether it's some article in the paper about somebody ran over a dog. When you're tried by innuendo, it's not fair. Mm. Anonymous innuendo on the internet's really bad. But the bottom line on this thing is we are burdened by the truth. And the truth is representative government, the citizens of Greeley elect officials. Those officials hire the very best staff they can. When they give their vision, when the electeds give their vision to the staff, they make the staff go out and give them, bring it to us. First, if it's confidential or if it's legal, they bring it in an executive session. Then they come out in the public and they discuss it in the public. Public has the opportunity to come oppose, come support, come bring questions. We've always found in 40 years of entitlement, when the public speaks up, the project ends up being better. Because you find things that maybe you didn't think about, right? So it's a good process. Representative government is how Greeley's run. It's how America was founded. And then what happens is, if there's a really strong argument against, they can change those politicians. They can say, we don't like your decisions. We don't think you're representing us. Get out. Well, that just happened in November. There was a mayoral and a council referendum, or not a referendum, a general election in November, and every single candidate that was supportive of Cascadia and the staff and the consultants and the experts that have put this together won in a very strong, resounding win. So the candidates that were planted to try to kill the project, they all lost. So technically, there was this referendum. So representative government has spent the money, really spent over $4 million on studies and third-party consultants that do this for a living. So when you have some name you've never heard of and they say this project won't work, well, their basis is emotion. It isn't study or third-party analysis or a parallel project that really was unbelievably good for another city, sister city. The one that comes to mind is Grand Prairie, Texas. Grand Prairie, Texas was kind of the UGG side of Dallas suburb. And 20 years ago, that council had this political will. They wanted to bring the cool stuff to Grand Prairie because they were getting left out.
Yeah.
And I think us in Greeley know what that feels like, right? For 50 years, the cool stuff went over west of the interstate. So they did this water park hotel, the same operator we have, American Resort Management, probably best in the nation at doing this. They bought 100 acres, put a water park hotel in, and it started spitting cash and started working so good that IKEA moved in, Bass Pro moved in. They had enough money to build a new police and fire station out there. The city has so much money, they build a chicken and pickle. They build a senior center. They built four or five restaurants that sit around a show pond with fountains in it and all this thing, and it's really a cool spot. And so we use that model. So now Grand Prairie went from the UGG side of Dallas to the OO side, right? And that's what John Gates wanted to do, and his staff and his electeds that support him. They don't want Greeley to be the UGG side of Northern Colorado. They want it to be the OO. And that's what this project will do.
Martin Lynn joining us, the owner of the Colorado Eagles. And, you know, we talk about what's going on with the Rockies, McGregor Square.
Right.
We talk about what the Broncos are proposing in
Denver.
Did you
see that? That's incredible.
It's astonishing. Right. We didn't even get into it today.
Right.
But it's astonishing. They're creating their own little ecosystem,
right.
their own town there. That's been one of the biggest knocks on the Broncos over the years, and probably the Nuggets and the Avs, too, is surrounding their arena, surrounding their stadium. There's nothing else to really do here. So how similar is this project to maybe something like that?
Like it's so, Brady, it's so parallel because it's identical. If you can imagine tearing down Empower Field, they're tearing it down, mm-hmm. and they're moving, right? And it's very similar. They're moving just down the road. We're moving just down the road. When you leave Empower Field right now, you get in a dark parking lot and you go home. There's nothing there. Right. There's a hotel two blocks, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's stuck in a neighborhood. When you leave the Blue Arena right now, you go into a dark parking lot and there's nothing there. The new model, the models at work are where you capture that audience for an Eagles game, a concert, a Disney on Ice, a Cirque du Soleil picket. And when you're done, you leave that building and you go out in this beautiful, vibrant, lit plaza with ice cream and beer and all of the fun stuff and music and lights. And you spend more time. And when you spend more time, you spend more money. The city collects more. And what city gets that is the question, because it's going to happen, right? Well, Greeley had the foresight to go out and say, we want that. We want to have that. Let us help you build that. And just like the Denver Broncos are sliding down, they're not going to walk out of that brand new $3 billion stadium and walk into a dark parking lot. You're going to walk into this vibrant plazas. It's the exact same mentality. It's the same model.
There's something about, and I'm more of a Broncos, Nuggets, Avs guy than I am probably a Rockies guy, but there's something about going to Coors Field, going to a restaurant before, grabbing
right.
a beer, then going to the game, and maybe if it's 9-0, Rockies are losing. Sometimes that happens. And you want to leave a little bit early. You got another spot you can go hang out to. I mean, and what they've done recently, it's amazing. It's a hangout spot.
Hey, that's the thing. Like right now at an Eagles game, we've had a lot of super exciting games. We've got an incredible team. I can't wait to talk about them yet today. But we're in a lot of shootouts and overtimes. And like, this is just a dynamic game. But there's an occasion, not very often, where we're just not going to be competitive in the third period, right? You know, a bad puck or whatever, and we're down 5-2 with 10 minutes left, right? The crowd's getting up and leaving. Well, right now, to be honest with you, if you're there, that's kind of nice because the traffic isn't so bad getting out, because not everybody leaves right at the last
sure.
buzzer. But when the whatever's going on in the building becomes something that's not entertaining the heck out of everybody, now when you walk out in the plaza, you just go back into new entertainment.
Yeah.
You got a Saturday night out with your wife and your kids, and you spent all this time to prepare for this, and you go to an Eagles game right now, and when it's over, you go home. You got that same Saturday night, that same preparation. You can't wait to go. If the Eagles game ends up not being that entertaining because for whatever reason, you go out, and now you're still entertaining your family. You still are capturing those life moments, and that's what's so cool about this new plan. This plaza that we're building, we have to build it in phase for budgetary reasons, but this plaza will be one of the coolest spots in all of Northern Colorado. It's two blocks long. It would hold 300 cars if there was a car show in it. It's full of water and things to do. We're working on building a carousel in there we just met with some Greeley staff, and we want to get that to the Greeley Arts Department and say, a carousel is really cool right now because you can basically cook the DNA and the history of the community into, instead of just horses, it could be potato diggers, and it could be all the fun stuff of the sugar beets, and it can be that history of Greeley, so it tells a story. Got to remember, this is going to be the number one tourist stop in all of Northern Colorado, because the Rocky Mountain Grand Resort will attract 700 miles. So the Water Park Hotel. So it's a really, I described it the other morning with Brian, it's a log chain, and it's got to have all the links connected. So plazas, hotels, water parks, got all the widgets to draw the crowd. The cool thing about an Eagles game right now is it's family fun affordability. 3 hours of just rock and roll, winning prizes, great music, great entertainment, fights on the ice. the second best hockey in all the world. Most of these players right here could fit in the NFL or in the NHL, and you would never know the difference. Our team captain, Jason Megna, just won the MVP of the All-Star game this week, and he had four goals, and he just lit it up. And our coach was the All-Star coach. We got a rock-solid deal going.
And whether you're a diehard Eagles fan or you're a casual Eagles fan, you go to a game, you are having a blast.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many things. We'll take a short break here. We have Martin Lind, owner of the Colorado Eagles, in studio with us. So I have a question. If this happens to – and the verbiage – I have a very small brain,
oh,
Martin.
So bad.
The verbiage
so
is very
bad.
Confusing to me. I'm very small. So I want to get to that. But also, what happens? How long is this project going to take? What happens if this doesn't go through? Where will the Eagles be, potentially? So I want to get to all that with
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
Coming up next, and obviously we'll talk a little Eagles, too.
Right on.
Martin Lind joining us, owner of the Colorado Eagles. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Martin, all we're missing now is a bottle of beer. I mean, we're sitting here in the Allo Fiber
Studios.
Oh, my studios.
Gosh, watching the women's hockey.
We got the Olympics
hockey?
Up here.
Yeah,
and
it's so cool.
Are you getting into, and I know you're obviously watching hockey Olympics.
Right.
But are you getting into the other stuff, the luge or
you
anything
know,
weird?
Not too much. you know, my workload right now is half days, sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's hard for you to sit down and watch the luge.
No, for sure. But the hockey is just so addicting, and it's so exhilarating to watch. And, you know, this women's hockey we're watching right here, watch what happens in women's hockey in America in the next 20 years. It's a monster model. It is going to be a big deal.
Well, Martin Lind joining us, owner of the Colorado Eagles. Well, you're talking about that, but you're also talking about the youth movement in hockey, too,
right.
And how that's a growing sport and how ultimately what the idea of not just the Eagles coming to Greeley. Yeah, that's the way I kind of like to put the headline up there, Eagles to Greeley. But as we've already talked about, so many different things. But we're talking about the youth hockey, and we've had some really fun youth hockey in this area before.
Yeah.
But nobody had their own spots.
No.
Nobody had their own sheets of ice to really grow and become a really big organization.
Yeah, the industry of youth hockey is just this giant machine that nobody really pays attention to in this area because we don't have it. But we have over 2,000 families in youth hockey in Northern Colorado, and they're in a minivan, and they're scattered, and they are getting up at kids that go to school, getting up at 4 and 5 in the morning to find ice time. This facility that we're building, that we're bringing to Greeley, will be the premier youth hockey facility in the Western United States.
Mm.
And what we'll do is when we run a tournament for youth hockey, we'll program to where the Eagles are on the road that weekend, and so we'll have four sheets of youth hockey for the tournament, which will be unparalleled in the Western United States. Then you have the Ice House just down here in downtown Greeley. We'll program that. Cool thing about a youth tournament is the tournament manager will pick the hotel hosts for each team. So, for instance, you got five teams coming in from Pickett, Nebraska. Okay, you guys are staying at the DoubleTree downtown. Your practice facility is the Ice House. You program that. It is the most incredible engine. Colorado Springs does one of these big youth hockey tournaments a year, and it brings in $2.5 million to Colorado Springs every time they bring that tournament.
Wow.
So we're planning on doing multiple of these years, and we're going to be the most requested tournament venue in the Western United States. Easy travel, DIA, water park hotel. You know, we talked about the other morning, when you're in youth sports, there's always a sibling stuck in a car seat and just hating the sidelines or hit, you know, they're picking dandelions while their brother's playing soccer or whatever. They're bored to tears. Here, water park hotel, arcades in the water park hotel, all the cool stuff to do at one venue without getting back in your car. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, well, and I've talked about this, like, and I don't pretend to come on here and talk about what, you know, the ins and outs of the fight between the two sides and all that, but I look at it from when I was a young punk kid, still am a punk, I came up here to Greeley because I went to the Greeley Stampede.
Right.
I went to a Brooks and Dunn concert, Martin, and they were pretty good.
They were pretty good. Dang good, yeah.
And I didn't know anything about Greeley. But we had some friends up here, hung out, and I was like, it's kind of a cool thing. Oh, they have the University of Northern Colorado, so it came up. So I guess I look at it and go, what are more things to attract? Because I'll tell you right now, if I never came to that concert, which was a rare situation, I didn't go to a ton of country concerts, I don't know that I would have moved up here to Greeley. Right. I don't know that we'd be doing this radio station thing. I don't know whatever. I don't know that I'd meet my wife, all that stuff down the road. Right. So when I look at this, I go, man, I'm a sports guy. There's an exciting opportunity to add something that could help Greeley pop a little bit more, be in a tourist attraction. But also people come here, check that out, and they're like, this might be a good place to grow and raise a family.
Don't kid yourself. And I'll give you a perfect case in point. You know, we're doing this Mattel sponsorship for the Water Park Hotel. Mattel only has picked three official sites to do this Mattel programming. And I'm not into Mattel, but it's a monster. Third largest toy company in the world. They are billions and billions of dollars of sales every year. The vice president of Mattel comes up because they have to do a site visit before they approve a site. We had met with them at a big conference down in Orlando in, I think it was October. In November, we had them up for the site visit. And Julie with Mattel, site visit, went to dinner that night. And she goes, this is one of the coolest areas I've been. I live in the East Coast right now. I might move to Greeley. Hmm. That's how it works. Because when you have something cool and it gives you that first impression, you don't know what's going to happen. So picture this, Tanner. We have the Eagles. We have the youth hockey. We have this whole thing, Gin and Rocky Mountain Grand Resort. Who would have ever thought Greeley would get a brand something Rocky Mountain? I've lived here my whole life. Rocky Mountain stuff starts from I-25 and goes west to Estes. Nobody east of I-25 gets the word Rocky Mountain. You know, the Rocky Mountain factory outlets, blah, 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 right? Well, Rocky Mountain, the entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park is going to slide 4 miles east on Highway 34, and it's going to be the Rocky Mountain Grand Resort. And so now all of a sudden, Greeley is going to be the headquarters of the start or the end of a Rocky Mountain trip, because they're going to come to this water park. They're going to come to the Rocky Mountain Grand. They're going to come see a concert like you, Brooks and Dunn, right? They're going to come have an experience, and they're going to have a completely different impression of Greeley, Colorado.
So there's going to be so Martin. By the way, when we're talking concert venues and you guys start doing that kind of stuff, I'm more of a rock guy. The Brooks and Dunn thing was an accident. And it was a good show. So now that we've done this interview, maybe I can put in a couple of suggestions.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I'm the guy to drive that.
Well, now that we're in the know, I can throw a couple of ideas your way, and you'll be like, "We're not doing death metal. We're not doing hard."
You know, wait, you're not?
No, that's your no. We're not definitely not doing your vampire gothic music for sure. Okay, 32 minutes after the hour, I do want to get to this though. Coming up next, I want to ask Martin a bit about, you know, how long this project's going to take.
Okay.
When, you know, assuming everything goes through, when can we expect to see the Colorado Eagles play their first game in Greeley? And if it doesn't go through, what in the hell happens to the Eagles at that point? So we'll talk about that coming up next. Also, we'll try to sift through this special election and the verbiage of it, too, because I need you to explain it to me like I'm four.
I'll walk you through.
Walk me through it. Martin Lind, owner of the Colorado Eagles. 32 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling. Like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
This is why we got to get Martin to do like the podcast with me in the podcast studio, because I feel like I'm just rushing you along.
Oh, man.
There's so much information.
I'll do it. Just tell me.
And there's no commercials, and we don't have to put up with old.
Yeah, I love the music. Either. I love that introduction music.
Yeah, some good stuff that we'll get into. Yeah. Martin Lind joining us, owner of the Colorado Eagles. Okay, so I want to ask about the immediate future of the Colorado Eagles. First off, how long is this project going to take? And then specifically, where the Eagles would be playing. I mean, how soon could we expect this all goes through, we're getting back to construction, or we already are. When would we be able to see that first game here in Greeley?
So when this started, we had just signed a new 5-year extension with the Larimer County Ranch. So that was the D-Day for having this new facility open, was when our lease expires at the Bud Center, we need to have a place. So that would be the summer of 28.
Okay.
We need to be playing in the fall of 28. So this project right now is on schedule. That's why you see all the dirt out there. You see the pipes starting to be stored on the site. It's on schedule to be open for puck drop 28.
Wow. Yeah. That's right around the corner.
It's not that far. And what's kind of mind-boggling is when that puck drops, there will be an 8-story-high Rocky Mountain Grand Resort. There'll be a 100,000-square-foot glass indoor water park next to it. There'll be 3 sheets of youth hockey. There'll be a plaza with waterfalls. All of that, one phase.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all really exciting and getting a chance to look at some of the, I follow your guys' Facebook page to just try to educate myself, but seeing some of the pictures and the plans. The special election, because like I told you to start the show, I thought this was all done, but now we have a special election.
Right.
The verbiage is really confusing.
It is.
Because it's a no vote. Is good for
keeps
you.
Us.
It means it keeps things
That's
rolling.
Right.
A yes vote is removing zoning ordinance 30 of the catalyst. So if this goes yes, what does that mean? Is the project completely done or?
Yep. Their marketing says freeze Cascadia vote yes, right? Well, it's a very confusing thing, but it's what happened was they asked for a question that said, shall this ordinance on zoning be repealed?
Mm.
And so if they want to repeal it, we would have preferred if they would have said, shall the ordinance be upheld? Because then we would be asking for a yes, they would be asking for a no. It would stop the confusion. I was on the beach in Mexico at Christmas, and they made me bands. One of them says, don't let the Eagles go, vote no, right? Another one was, let the kids play, vote no on 1A. So we need a no. So no makes it go.
Well, and that's great. That actually would have been good for me.
Right.
Because we even asked on our social, on our X account today, just do you want to see the Eagles in Greeley, yes or no? And it's sometimes very, but yeah, the vote is a no vote means to keep existing, and a yes vote's the opposite.
So what we're saying is say no to the people that don't believe in Greeley, say no to the haters, say no to the negative nillies, you know, just say no to the lies, say no to that innuendo. Let the elected officials make the decisions that they were hired and trusted to do. Let them trust their staff to bring the right stuff to them, which they've done. And don't believe these armchair experts that we don't even know if they could be in India blogging. We don't know where they're at, right? And most of them are anonymous, and they spread all this hate about it won't work, is this, it's over budget, blah, blah. Nobody knows that but the staff in Greeley. They're the ones that vet everything. And I'm telling you, this project is rock solid. It is on track, on budget. It is rock solid.
And here you are, you know, here talking with us and talking with the morning show. You're out and about all over the place.
Right.
I've always said this when we're talking about sports topics, Martin. If it's an anonymous thing, I always take it with a grain of salt.
Oh,
if it's an anonymous reporter or inside, then you go, I don't know, put your name behind it. And that's what I guess first kind of caught my eye or my attention was the other side. I don't know a lot of names. I don't know where all the money's coming from.
Brady, there's over, like, there's no question $150,000. We're thinking probably closer to $250,000 spent trying to kill this project. And to this day, they won't disclose who it is.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
They formed a group in Fort Lupton called We Are Greeley. Okay.
Okay.
And it's a nonprofit 501c4, and it's a firewall between donors or whoever's funding it. But that's illegal for them to use that to campaign. And they just write checks out of We Are Greeley to Greeley Demands Better, and they pay for petition gatherers. They pay for all this advertising and the signs. They just blow past the legality, the ethics of campaign law violation. They just blow past it because they don't have to be here after February 24th.
Martin Lynn joining us, owner of the Colorado Eagles. If a yes vote happens, if that's what we get, obviously bad news on your side of things, what then happens to the Eagles in the future?
You know, it's going to fly into Greeley staff and Greeley legal, and they're going to have to decide because it's Greeley's project. It's not my project, but it I call it the parade of horribles. It's timing problems. It's contractor promise problems. The Eagles need a place to play. We'll have to go back to Larimer County and say, hey, can we do another extension? You know, I'm sure Larimer County and the fans in Larimer County are going to figure out some way to accommodate that. But, hey, let's be honest. They're the landlord. We're the tenant. We can't tell you. We can't say right now that we're going to have an opportunity to go play there again. I hope they would give us that opportunity if this happens. But it's just the parade of horribles. And worse than that is the financial side. This thing's on rails. The bondholders are, I think, the end of this month, they do all the analysis. We'll issue bonds in June. Greeley gets back 100% of its investment so far. So all of that capital that Greeley borrowed to go do this first phase and get this going, it gets paid back. Greeley has zero money in this project in June. And then they can redeploy those. They're called COPs. They can redeploy them. They can go invest in downtown. They can do other projects with them. But that's been the plan. That's the plan that the staff put together. That's the plan that our company's put together. It's been well vetted. It's on rails. This thing's on rails. So we're really praying for a sophisticated and educated and, to be honest with you, a motivated Greeley voter, because off-cycle elections don't get crowds. You know, everybody's got election fatigue after November's. You know, here we are back in another November. You know, we're in an off-cycle election, and it's a mail-in. A lot of times when it's a mail-in, they throw it away with their coupons and all the other stuff they get in the mailbox. So we're really working hard to get this thing motivated and get that no vote out there.
Well, and I've said this without you sitting here. I have said it. Like, I'm for this. Like, this is something I'm excited. And I, again, full disclosure, I don't know all the ins and outs.
Right.
We're learning some of those today. But
right.
I look at it and say, man, it would be great for Greeley, Colorado to have something like this, and not just the Eagles, but everything else you're talking about.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun to have Greeley be the shining star of Northern Colorado? We already know it's going to be the biggest city. There's no question. You know, Wayne Gretzky, hockey terminology is Wayne Gretzky, his famous career, his Hall of Fame career came by his quote was, I got to be good in hockey because I would go where the puck's going, not where the puck's at. Hmm. The puck of growth in Northern Colorado is going to Greeley. It's just what's Greeley going to be? Is it going to be the entertainment tourist capital of Northern Colorado that's got the coolest housing diversity? Or is it going to be a giant Aurora with street after street after street of house and nothing cool? And I don't want to be disrespectful to Aurora, but you know, you can see what Aurora did. It just went mile after mile after mile of flat, straight streets and you don't think of Aurora like you would think of Estes Park, right?
Yeah.
And it's a paradigm shift for Greeley.
Greeley's always been confusing to me because it just, you know, there's just these little spots that look like, man, there was an idea there, but it just didn't take off. And that's what we're looking at this.
Brady, I've got so many Greeley successful entrepreneurs that moved to Windsor and Water Valley. They're very dear friends of mine. I'm talking about ragingly successful guys that grew up in Greeley, incubated their company in Greeley, became successful, raised their family, Greeley schools, Greeley everything, Greeley, Greeley, Greeley. And then when it's time to move, they moved away because their kids all moved away because there was nothing to do, nothing. There was no opportunity. So I can't tell you how many of those. You know who they are? They're my biggest champions on this deal. They want this next generation of Greeley success to stay in Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to have that opportunity that they didn't have. And so it's not a selfish or a elitist attitude. It's we want Greeley to have the cool stuff. And the biggest champion of that are the people that have moved away from Greeley.
Well, and we'll take a break and finish up on the other side. But I graduated from the University of Northern Colorado. I want the sports teams to do well. You know, I want recruiting to be easier. And when you have hot spots in the area and you have growth and it seems like it's a young and vibrant city, Your basketball team could probably be good. Your football team could probably be good.
Andy Feinstein, the president of UNC, sent a beautiful letter supporting this because his motivation is we're going to be incubating hundreds of doctors a year out of UNC.
Yeah, now, sure.
That's a high-income thing. We want them to stay in Greeley. We want them to find that spot. Yeah, my wife was a UNC Bear. My mom graduated there. My wife got mad at her dad back in the day, and I didn't know her at the time, but she taught him a lesson. She quit school with one quarter to go.
Oh.
So she taught him a lesson.
Well, hey, I was actually there. I went to UNC at first and then probably, you know, discovered certain things and then went to Ames, and that was awesome. And then my wife looked at me one year and she's like, I was 30, and she goes, you only need 30 credits to graduate. So I actually went back and grabbed them and got it done. So I'm like a doctor now. I've been to school that long.
There you go.
Basically. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Have the handwriting of one. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll finish up with Martin Lind. It's been awesome to have you on. What a great way to wrap up the week, man.
Friday the 13th. Here we go.
I didn't even think about that until you just said it.
Yeah.
Where is my Friday the 13th music? You have failed the show again, Michael.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're not forgiven. We'll be right back.
The Hall of Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Okay, welcome back in. We got just a couple of minutes here, Martin, but I don't want to let you out of here without talking to us about what's going on for the Colorado Eagles right now, or here in about a week, February 21st, really big game and a big opportunity coming up.
Right.
A cool thing you guys are doing.
This is so cool and it's so coincidental, but our team captain, Jason Megna, who just got MVP of the All-Star this week, his father-in-law is Jimmy Craig. Jimmy Craig is the goalie of the Miracle on Ice team.
Yeah.
There's this new movie about Miracle on Ice. It's just so cool. And now, of course, we're right in Olympic week. And the moons have aligned to this monster thing we got going on the 21st on Saturday. And Jimmy Craig is coming in the building. He is going to drop the puck. He has seen our project in Greeley. He's done a video for us asking Greeley people to, geez, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. I've been in hockey my whole life. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And that's the goalie of the Olympic team, the Miracle on Ice.
You get someone like that talking about what this facility could mean.
Yeah.
And when you're talking youth hockey, it's not just about the hockey in the moment. It's about growing people up in this area
100%.
And becoming part of the community.
I mean, look at the energy. If you have this incubation headquarters and you incubate future NHLers and they come back to Greeley and they invest in their town because now they got millions of dollars because those guys make money. It's a huge deal.
Martin, thank you so much, man. I know you're a busy man and you've got a lot going on, and so we appreciate you stopping by the station twice this week to be on with some of our programs.
Right on. Well, you just let me know. I'll keep coming.
Hey, anytime. And you know, as we maybe once this all the good news happens, we can just get on here and talk sports and
love to
make fun of Michael. That's my favorite thing to do.
I'm
actually
on it. He likes orange.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Looks like a Bronco threw up on him. Martin, have a great weekend, my friend.
Brady, thanks, buddy. It was fun.
Martin Lind, owner of the Colorado Eagles. Find the podcast, as always, of the whole show, but specifically this interview, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.